bound to be with a lot of the ball today and failed to deal with set pieces again. It's a worrying trait that we have. We've done quite a bit of work on it. We'll do some more on it now. Keep giving away too many free kicks in areas that allow teams to put us under pressure.
Yeah, it's a common trait, isn't it? The likes of Nolan and Power giving away free kicks around the edge of the box.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not just that. It's when you're marking people in the box and you're not taking responsibility. I mean, two central halves scoring today, you know, it's very, very disappointing, that is.
It looked like Paul maybe lost the flight of the ball in the first one.
He fell over, he slipped, yeah. He admitted that he slipped, and Luke Waterfall's always end up for the second. You know, and when you're in the game like we were, with lots of possession and, you know, we're starting to create a bit, you know, it just knocks the stuffing out again, you know.
Cutting edge, though, struggling for that as well. I think just the one attempt on target with the save.
Yeah, but... That's not so much of a worry to me, to be honest with you, because that will come. Chipping goals like that concerns me.
But on the attacking front of things, what's the situation with Liam Hearn? A lot of fans are asking us, what is the situation? I mean, he clearly was ill initially, but now, Is it an injury?
Well, he was ill with a virus, which we've shaken that off and we've got through that one now, but he has a little bit of a hamstring, which we're just not prepared to risk for. You know, we're six games in, that's all.
And is that sometimes also trying to deal with the player and coming back from an injury, and sometimes things can be in their heads as well?
Well, it can be, but, you know, we're trying to look after him and make sure that when we do get him back right, he's actually right for 10, 12, 14 games.
And is it part of the reason, I know that, you know, Connor's trying very hard and young Alex when he comes on, but is it perhaps, the, you know, talking about the attempts on target, is it missing your main striker as well part of the problem?
Well, if you miss your main striker, it is a problem. Yeah, you know, we built him up through pre-season to get him in game minutes and to go from a 4-3-3 to be able to play 4-4-2, but, you know, we're at full tilt, and at the moment we can't do that.
I know when we talked to Matt on Saturday, he was talking about, you know, the concern about conceding goals, and I think we talked about it on Saturday, and clearly it's a big concern, the bigger concern for you of the two at the moment.
Yeah, without doubt. Yeah, you know, if we're failing to deal with set pieces at the moment, that's a major problem. It's not just the centre halves, it's the back four and the defensive shape as a whole.
And it's odd, really, isn't it? I mean, I know that, as you said, Paul slipped for one of them, but it's odd in a way because you've got big team there, haven't you? You should be able to deal with them.
We should certainly be able to deal with them, but I mean, I'm not going to crucify anybody on the radio, but you know, we'll go away and we'll work on that.
There's 24 hours to go to the window. Should Lincoln fans be watching out for anything in the next 24 hours?
Not at the moment, no.
No. So you're thinking more of the loan window, which I think is not too far around the corner.
Yeah, that's the market that we'll be more interested in, to be honest, yeah.
And is that a sort of a market where you might be looking to bring players in? Because obviously I know that parent clubs can perhaps be more supportive with wages, and that perhaps helps you out as a club.
Well, of course it does, yeah. We've got to use that loan market because obviously we haven't got the resources to buy all the players that we'd like. But, you know, we'll have a look what's available and make a decision.
If it was a plus today, and I always hesitate saying these on away trips, but 205 here.
Brilliant. Well, the fans are always great. Yeah, got great fans, and it's a shame we couldn't do better for them today.